important to understand that Na'aseh V'Nishma is a process. There's a process of Na'aseh V'Nishma. First Na'aseh and then Nishma. We know that when Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh, we will do, before Nishma, we will hear. We know that a bas girl came out, the Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Peches. A bas girl came out and said, Mi Gila Roz Zeh Labanai, who revealed this secret to my children? Shemalache Hashores Mishtam Shemboi, that the Malachim use. The Malachim say Na'aseh before Nishma. Now, just to clarify, obviously, if you're saying Na'aseh, you have to have Ben Nishma. Or else you wouldn't know what to Na'aseh if you don't have Nishma. So clearly Nishma means something more than just knowing what to do. Right? Obviously. When the Malachim say Na'aseh before Nishma, they do before they, or they say they'll do before they understand that, you know. The point is, as we all know, what's the point of Na'aseh before Nishma? What do you mean?
You don't have to logically understand why.
We don't have to logically understand it. In other words, Na'aseh V'Nishma, the chiddush of Na'aseh V'Nishma is that it's not about me. Na'aseh V'Nishma means that I'm going to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you told me to do it. I don't have to understand it. I don't have to agree with it. I don't have to love it. It doesn't have to make me feel warm and fuzzy. I just have to do it. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to. For example, a lot of times when you work with Balei Tshuva, so you tell them, for example, to light candles before Shabbos and to come to a Shabbos meal, and the beauty of Shabbos will just light them on fire. The beauty of Shabbos. Is Shabbos beautiful? For sure. So if I would ask you, why do you keep Shabbos? And you would answer me, because it's beautiful, you would be violating Na'aseh V'Nishma. We do not keep Shabbos because it's beautiful. We keep Shabbos because God told us to. It doesn't have to be beautiful for us to do it. That's how we keep Shabbos. We do mitzvahs because we're... Let me finish my thing. We do mitzvahs because we're supposed to. It's very, very important. Remember my car story from last week? My horrible, traumatic story? No? We did it at night, about the guy that told me that he takes care... When I told him that his wife doesn't feel taken care of, he told me, what are you talking about? I take care of all my things. My car is even in better shape than it was when I got it. I met with them again yesterday. So what's wrong with that? The guy was upset with me. He's like, I wasn't saying my wife is a car. I know, but what was he saying? What bothered me about it? What really, okay, it's a crazy thing to say, but what's bothersome about someone saying, my wife doesn't feel taken care of, I take care of all my things?
Because you're throwing your wife into all the things category.
Yeah, that's true. That is true, but it's not the real issue, huh? Yes, but I think it's more what Nima said.
It's not a relationship.
When you take care of your things, who are you really taking care of?
Yourself.
Like one of the, I forgot who it is, one of the Mashgichim today says, a guy says, I love steak. What? You don't love steak, you wouldn't chop it up and eat it if you loved it. I love my children. Okay? I'm not eating them for supper. You know? When you love something, so then you don't want to destroy it. No, when you say you love steak, what you mean is you love yourself and it makes you feel good to eat steak. I love ice cream. So stop getting rid of every ounce of ice cream that you have. No, I love myself and ice cream makes me feel good. If chas v'shalom that someone should say they love their wife like they love ice cream. Because what that means is I love myself and she makes me feel good. That's not good enough. I take care of my things because I take care of my things. It's about me. I don't wake up in the morning and say, oh, my poor desk. It looks like it needs to be cleared. It's probably been frustrating itself for days that it wasn't cleared. Let me clear my desk. If I do that, so then there are other serious issues that need to be dealt with. But the pashtus is I clear my desk because I want a clear desk. I take care of my wife because I want my wife to be happy or because I want a happy wife. Those are two separate things. I want my wife to be happy is about her. I want a happy wife is a trophy that I have. Guess what I have? Happy wife. Check. That's not about her. That's about me. Nase v'nishma is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is about you. It's not about me. Okay? For example, all the nations of the world served Avodah Zarah. When they worshipped Avodah Zarah, farmers worship the god of thunder. Why do you think they worship the god of thunder? Because they were farmers and they wanted the rain to come at the right time. So they're worshiping the god because they want to be a servant to the god or because they want the god to be a servant to them. Right? That's really what it's about. It's not about, you don't want a god, you want a servant. You just know how to push the God's buttons to get away. There are people who do Yiddishkeit like that. They're like, I'll say Shir HaShirim 40 times in a row, and I'll twist God's arm, and I'll become engaged. No, it doesn't work that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one in charge. We could try to be Ma'or Zechuyais. We could try to appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. We could do tshuva. But it's not about, let me see what I could get Hashem to do. It's not about that. It's not the issue. It's bigger than that. I'm here to serve Hashem because I'm here to serve Hashem. Okay? That's the Naseh before Nishma. So then why don't we just say Naseh? What's Nishma? Right, but so what is that nishma? Obviously, if I'm going to do if I say I'm going to keep the Torah, so doesn't that mean I'm going to learn all the dina? That means I'm going to learn the entire Shulchan Aruch. So I think it's even deeper than that. Reb Tzadik says that nishma means to hear, like when you really get it. Ah, now I hear. When it really is, Reb Tzadik says that nishma is when it lights up, when it's sweet like honey, when it's just like tremendous. That's nishma. So nasa v'nishma, that's what I meant when I started, and I said that nasa v'nishma is a process. The first part of nasa is that it's not about me. I don't have to think it's beautiful. I don't have to love it. I don't have to agree with it. I am here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever you need, that's what I'm here to do. But then Hashem says that's not enough. Then once you're committed to be Mekayim the Torah in that way, then you turn towards yourself and you try to learn to understand the beauty of the Torah. Because the more that we absorb it, the closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu we are. In other words, I'm not keeping Shabbos because it's beautiful. I'm keeping Shabbos because Hashem told me to. But once I establish it, that's why I'm keeping Shabbos. The more beauty I see in Shabbos, the closer to Hashem I am. Because I'm seeing the tam. Tam means reason, but it also means taste, flavor. Because when you know the tam, you have the tam. Right? That's the tam. That's when it's... So the doctor tells you, you go to the doctor, you're not feeling well. The doctor says, if you don't eat this mixture, you will die. So eat it. It doesn't have to taste good. This is what I have to do. But sometimes a person could engage in something that he knows he has to do it. It doesn't have to taste good. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave the mitzvahs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such a thing as a goodness that's better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no shleimus, there's nothing, it's impossible to have more joy than the joy that Hashem gives you, by definition, because Hashem created joy. So it's impossible that a joy would exist in the world that Hashem doesn't have greater joy. So that means that if I'm keeping the Torah, I'm not doing it because I love it. I'm doing it and I love it. Nase v'nishma. I'm going to do it because I'm going to do it. But I'm going to teach myself to understand what there is to love here. And that's a sophisticated way to serve Hashem. I do the mitzvahs because I'm an eved. This is how I have the strength. When it's not enjoyable or not easy, when I have the strength to listen to Hashem, but I also know that there's nothing better in the entire world, and it's precious and delicious and rich, and I attach myself to it, fully expecting that I'm going to understand the goodness of it as well. Naseh and then nishma. Yashikayach, guys. Enjoy your lunch.